Men clean up chairs and barricades, while police in riot gear pull back after their failed attempts to break up massive demonstrations in Kiev's Independence Square. Thousands of Ukrainians continue to protest here against the government, who they claim has taken away their European future by refusing to sign an EU association agreement. Hours earlier, several people were injured when police surrounded their protest camp. During those clashes, an Orthodox priest sang prayers. Another protester undressed to his waist in the freezing temperatures, going down on his knees and shouting, "Stop this! We are one people!" The massive resistance proved too much for riot police, who also raided the party headquarters of jailed former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Also departing, a group of police that had been stationed outside Kiev's City Hall building, which has been occupied by protesters for weeks. The confrontation has overshadowed a visit by U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who both condemned the police crackdown. Ashton noted that the clashes occurred shortly after her meeting with Ukraine's president, said European Commission spokesperson Olivier Bailey.
She's extremely disappointed after having witnessed the use of force against protesters yesterday evening, especially after the discussion she had with President Yanukovych. She really considered that authorities do not need to act under the coverage of night to engage with society by using force.
Despite threats of more violence, opposition leaders say their protests will continue till President Viktor Yanukovych fires the government and appoints a new one, committed to signing an association agreement with the EU. They also demand the release of detained protesters and the punishment of police who beat peaceful demonstrators. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos.